The general's demotion mattered little, since he still would lead the country's most important army. But it still rankled McClellan, who learned about it after reading a newspaper report. Pinkerton felt the same. They had practically deposed him, he wrote later. Pinkerton now scrambled to find out anything he could about rebel defenses in the peninsula and Richmond. But he was starting from a deep deficit. Intelligence on the lower peninsula had not been a priority for him. Only Webster had set foot into the area in the course of his travels to and from Richmond. Pinkerton managed to produce three other reports on the region from interviews with a freed black, a rebel deserter, and a Union prisoner who had escaped from Richmond. In the Confederate capital, he made no contact with the underground Van Loo led, whose agents could have helped. Instead, he hoped the operatives he had sent there would provide intelligence. But at the moment, all of them were either in bed, in jail, or incommunicado. With a high wall surrounding two buildings built of granite and iron, the Henrico County Jail was considered escape-proof. No one had done it in 150 years, so guards were not kept around the facility. Inside, security was lax. Jailers frequently skipped out for a drink at a saloon, leaving the prisoners by themselves. Lewis and Scully were put in a second-floor room with six other inmates. They paid a jailer $24 to bring them cots and blankets. Scully was downcast, but Lewis remained upbeat. On a stroll about the outer jail yard later, Lewis warned his partner to keep his mouth shut around other prisoners. There might be spies among them reporting to Winder's men what the two said. The second day, jailers came and took Scully away with his cot and blankets. Lewis did not see him again for weeks. Almost immediately, Lewis began plotting his escape with two other prisoners who had fashioned saws out of table knives to cut the bars on windows and jail doors. After 2 weeks, Lewis and now nine other prisoners had made enough progress with the sewing to escape on March 16th. They scattered after the breakout, some managing to flee 20 miles outside the city. But soon most were hungry, wet, and miserable, crossing swamps and streams in the countryside during the day and sleeping out in the stormy cold at night. Armed search parties captured all 10 men by March 18th. Considered the escape's ringleader, Lewis was thrown back into his jail cell and put in painful ankle shackles and wrist irons.